News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am so lucky to have around my table today one of my favorite people, Gene Anderson. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah.
It has been a while, and we've got tons of things to talk about. But first, I wanted just to step back 25 years ago when...
Wouldn't we all like to do that?
We could do that in our minds, right?
Right, exactly.
On air, you can kind of do that. Nobody will ever know.
Right.
Let's just sort of step back. What we're trying to do is celebrate the 25th year in print of what you had said was one of your favorite. It's your favorite country. Is this your favorite cookbook? It is The Food of Portugal.
Well, it's certainly right up there. I've written more than 20, so I don't know that I can say that it is the absolute favorite. But it's really funny because I was then a William Morrow author. My editor was Narcisse Chamberlain, and I kept saying, you know, we've got to do a Portuguese cookbook. We've got to do a Portuguese. And she kept saying, well, it's just like Spanish food, isn't it? And I said, no, it's not.
No.
It's very, very different. And the reason why is that the Portuguese were the ones who found the water route to the East Indies. You know, Vasco da Gama was Portuguese. Magellan was Portuguese. And so the seasonings that they use predominantly are like cinnamon and cloves and nutmeg and even curry powder. Whereas the Spaniards who discovered the New World, vanilla and chocolate are much more prominent in their cooking. They do certainly share tomatoes and olive oil and garlic and onions. But the Portuguese food to me is really quite different from the Spanish. And Mara was so uncertain about a Portuguese cookbook that they said, oh, well, we'll only do it if we do a two-book contract, you know, one book leaning against the sales of the other one. And their idea for book number two was regional American. How clever is that?
Very.
And the thing that happened was that we kicked off the Portuguese book in New York. I was still living there then. And it just took off like a rocket. And sales just keep going and going. And I keep getting reader letters, you know, on my website from people who are of Portuguese extraction. And they say, you know, this is the only book where the recipes really are like what their grandmama made or their mama made, you know, which to me is just a huge compliment.
Don't you love hearing that?
I do love hearing that.
I bet you do. So the book's been out 25 years.
Right.
And you have got a signing coming up, but the book is now for the first time out, did you say, in paperback?
Well, it is not first time in paperback, but it continues to be in paperback. It originally was a hardcover, and then I think in the mid-90s it went paperback. And there are about, I think, 150 recipes. It's also, excuse me, it's the yellow season.
It is.
It's profusely illustrated with food photographs and just photographs of Portugal that I shot, you know, on location when I was there for various and sundry magazine assignments, because I've written about Portugal for all the major magazines.
So you have a signing coming up April 28th. Tell us about that.
That'll be at Southern Season. Starts at noon and goes on till about 3 p.m. There will be samples from the book to taste, and maybe, cross fingers, a taste of, you know, Portuguese table wine. And the wonderful wines coming out of Portugal, which very few people know about. And they're quite reasonable.
Oh, I don't know. Vinho Verde is one of my favorite wines ever.
Yeah.
I keep cases of it. Buy it every summer. It's the perfect beach wine.
It is.
Perfect back porch wine.
Right.
Pretty much complements anything you could make in the summer.
Do you know the one called Arca Nova?
I do. And there's one that Trader Joe's has. Have you tried it?
No, I have not been in Trader Joe's.
Absolutely. I want to say it's called Ariel or Arel or something like that. It is
Elevator.
No, it's beautiful.
Huh.
It really is.
It's really, if it's good and cold, it really has to be very, very cold. And also very young. I mean, you don't want a vineyard that's more than a year old.
Right. It's very, it has almost a little, for those of you out there who don't know what we're talking about, a Vino Verde is a really young wine, and it's got a bit of a sparkle.
Yeah.
Just a hint of a fizz.
A little bit of petillant, as
you
say.
I like that.
But the thing is, Vino Verde, of course, means green wine.
Right.
And green is not the color. Green is the age.
Right.
And I have visited a number of the wineries. This is a wine from the far north of Portugal, from Minho province. And I've been to a number of the quintas or wine estates there. And they're just, you know, anybody can go. They have tastings. One of the best is the Avaleta, which is in Penafiel, which is very near Porto. It's probably an hour up the river, Douro River, from Porto.
Well, so you've written about traveling to Portugal in Bon Appetit, right?
Bon Appetit, Food and Wine, Gourmet, Travel and Leisure, Connoisseur, Travel Holiday, and on and on and on. I just made my 89th trip to Portugal.
Really?
You know, all my friends joke, you know, you can't get on a plane that doesn't land in Lisbon. And that's about the truth. And in fact, the people at the tourist office in New York say to me, you know, we have a journalist going over. Is it okay for that journalist to call you? Because when I go to Portugal, I rent a car and I tool around and I explore. And when they go to Portugal, you know, most of them are from Lisbon. And so they're with family and friends. They don't get out and move around. Mm-hmm. The thing to me that is astonishing about this country is that it's the size and shape of Alabama. It's very small.
Right.
But it has more variety of scenery, of culture, of folk art than any place I've been. For a place so small, it's just astonishing.
And they're running a pretty cool contest to visit Portugal if you go to Facebook.
Right.
And do you just type in Portugal, visit Portugal, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's being offered by the Portuguese Tourist Office and TAP, which is Transportes Aéreas Portuguese. It's the Portuguese, airline.
Well, we're going to have to go to break here in a second. But before we go, tell us your website address and everything, and then let's tell everybody again the date of the signing.
Okay. www.JeanAndersonCooks.com. The book signing is Saturday, April 28th, Southern Season, noon to about 3 p.m.
And you said...
There will be samples of
food. There will be samples, and it'll be... Is it recipes from the cookbook?
Yeah.
Are you going to be cooking them, or is Lisa going to be cooking them up for you?
Lisa will have them ready to eat.
Ooh, that sounds good. And how much is the book? Are you've got hardback and paperback for sale?
No, it'll be paperback only. And, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure about the price. I think online, I think it's around $15 or $16.
Okay.
It's less than $20.
Okay. Well, don't go away. I'm talking with Jean Anderson. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and around my table today is Jean Anderson, and you have not letting grass grow under your feet. You've got a new cook. You're working on a new cookbook.
It is in progress, and the end of this week, I get what is known as first pass, which are page proofs, exactly as the book will appear, you know.
Is that same as a galley?
Well, it's
is
what we used to call galleys, but now everything is printed in China and everything is designed here, and so you get like spreads of pages, you know, right. Left-hand page, right-hand page.
Well, don't keep us in suspense. What is it?
The name of the book is From a Southern Oven, The Savories, the Sweets, published by Wiley, I think will be coming out sort of early October.
Okay.
lavishly illustrated with four color photographs, around 160 recipes, all good old Southern recipes. A lot of them, you know, really date way back. And I really decided, you know, when I wrote A Love Affair with Southern Cooking, which came out about 4 years ago and won the Beard Award for Best, you know, Regional American Cookbook, I discovered that there were so many wonderful savory, you know, chicken recipes, crab recipes, oyster recipes, vegetable recipes that were baked. You know, so much comes out of the Southern oven.
It does.
And yet people who are not Southern and don't know the South thinks that everything is achingly sweet, you know, a.k.a. chess pies, sugar pies, which are wonderful. I adore them. But there is so much that comes out that is a main dish.
Well, sweet tea's what did that.
No, you know what I think, Deborah, really and truly, and people have asked me, well, and speaking of chess pie, I have a piece that's now just been published in Gourmet Live, which is the online, and if people go to my website, there is a link so they can read the article, and there's also a very good chess pie recipe, good old North Carolina recipe. But the reason, I think, really and truly, two reasons. First, sugar was grown in the South, so it was around. The other thing is that good Southern cooks learned really pretty early on that sugar was a powerful preservative. And anything that was really sweet did not spoil at room temperature. And so they loaded, you know, pies and cakes and things with sugar. And indeed, they did not spoil. In fact, that's one of the theories about the name chess, is that it's from chest or
right. keeping. Pie safes.
Exactly. But
now, was the pie safe keeping it safe from little fingers or critters?
Both.
Or both?
Both. I would definitely say both.
Did you ever... you know, sort of what brings to mind, did you ever, when you were baking, put something on a windowsill to cool?
No.
I didn't either. My grandmother sure didn't, because...
Well, I think, you know, my grandmother lived on a farm, and they had, like, you know, lovely fresh air blowing through. But no, I never did. I mean, I grew up in Raleigh, and then I lived in New York forever, and you sure wouldn't put anything on a windowsill there.
So the new book, well, no, you wouldn't. I mean, gosh, my windows didn't even open hardly.
No, exactly.
So from a Southern oven, the savories and the sweets.
Correct.
What are some examples of the savories that you got?
Oh, man.
There?
Oysters Johnny Reb. Crab Imperial.
Oh, I love Crab Imperial.
I do, too. And I've got, I think, three different recipes.
Lobster Newburg.
Chicken,
oh, my
chicken,
gosh.
No, not lobster. I don't have any lobster because that really is New England. Lots of oysters, lots of crab, lots of clams. Lots of shrimp, loads and loads and loads of good, sweet, you know, pink shrimp. Lots of chicken dishes, something called chicken boudin. There's an oven fried chicken that's coated with chopped pecans and, you know, garlic and tons of vegetables and stuffed everything. You know, stuffed peppers, stuffed Vidalia onions, stuffed, you know, Mirlitons.
Where did you find all these? Did you?
Oh, massive research. I probably have the biggest collection of community cookbooks in the South. I don't know.
So church cookbooks and church, Junior League. And...
Absolutely. But more likely church. Wherever I go, and, you know, when I was in New York, and, you know, I was always being sent South on assignment for Bon Appetit or Food and Wine or Gourmet. And the first thing I would do would be to hit the local bookstore. And I would leaf through the community cookbooks. And if I would see even two recipes that were unusual or new to me, then I would buy the book. And I don't know, I must have several thousand of them. And I just love looking at them. I mean,
they're good to read.
They are great to read, particularly the ones that have a sense of place. You know, I don't like some of the newer ones that are, you know, manufactured by companies that just give you the same, give every, you know, you know, a cookbook in Maine will have the same recipes as a cookbook in Tennessee.
Well, one I got for a wedding present way many years when I got married in 1970 was, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, is the Charleston Receipts.
Oh, absolutely.
My copy is ratty as...
It's the gold standard.
It is.
For me, for community cookbooks.
Ratty, it is the saddest looking cookbook because it's paperback.
Right. Well, and spiral bound.
With that spiral bound.
Yeah, and that plastic cracked right off the bat.
I know.
But there have been subsequent Charleston cookbooks,
I guess I should get a...
Well, they're not as good as the original. The other one that I think is really very good are the River Road.
Yes.
You know, out of Mississippi.
Yes, they are good. I have one of those, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of my favorite recipes is from...
Well, actually...
It's not from that. It's from a Williamsburg cookbook.
Right.
Christiana Campbell Spoon Bread.
Right.
Oh.
Actually, I'm wrong about River Road. It's from Louisiana. It's Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
But it's really, really, really good.
So maybe you should write about community cookbooks.
Well, I think...
Have you done an article on those?
No, I haven't.
That might be fun.
Well, it might, but, you know, the magazine market is dwindling.
Sadly.
It's a real shame. And I don't know, it's hard to find... you know, a market these days that really would be interested in that. I agree. I mean, I certainly, if I were still a magazine editor, I would say, yeah, I'd go to it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, it's a shame. It breaks my heart. Well, we're going to have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Gene about an article that you just had published about Saxapahaw. And I have quite the love affair with Saxapahaw. You know that if you've read my blog.
Yes.
But before we go, just reiterating, Gene's going to be signing at A Southern Season on April 28th, noon to 3, signing The Food of Portugal, 25th year in print. There will be food. There may be wine. So you're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm sitting around the table with Jean Anderson, and we've been talking about cookbooks, The Food of Portugal, her upcoming new book from A Southern Oven, The Savories, The Sweets, and you said due out in early October,
yes.
That book?
Yes.
And I threw you a teaser saying that when we came back from break, we were going to talk about an article you just had in Bon Appetit.
Gourmet Live. Right, online.
On Saxapahaw.
Correct.
Now, how did that come about?
Well,
did you pitch it?
I'm sorry?
Them? Did you pitch?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I did. Pitched a number of people, some of whom, you know, never even responded. I mean, that's the other problem these days.
Did you not say the New York Times knows about these people? Why don't you?
Well, I pitched both the dining section of the Times. I know Pete Wells, who's mm-hmm. in charge there. Never heard of Peep. Also pitched the travel, editor. Never heard of Peep. Pitched Savarer. Never heard of Peep. So I was talking to, a friend of mine who works for Gourmet Live, which is what I am calling the reincarnation, the online reincarnation of Gourmet Magazine. Mm-hmm. And I was a regular at Gourmet. I wrote for Gourmet Magazine a lot. And she said, gee, that sounds like something that would be good for our entrepreneurs issue. So I sent them the article, and she fired back, and she said, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
And I sent her photographs, and she said, wow, yeah. And so it came out, I think, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it hadn't been long.
But again, if people go to my website, on the homepage, there is a link to the Saxapahaw story.
Now give us your website again.
www.jeanandersoncooks.com.
All right. Well, I how much I love Saxapahaw. I mean, it's when I go out there, I feel like I'm on a mini vacation, and I keep sort of getting drawn. I want to move out there, and I'm not really in a position to move. I love my little house in Chapel Hill, so I'm probably not going to do that. But and I'm not a farmer. Obviously, farming would not probably make me happy. I love what people bring off the farm.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many days did you spend out there talking?
I kept going back and back and back. But what I started to say, I heard it about originally from a New York friend, a Primo, former Primo cookbook editor who has recently moved to Hillsboro. And she said, my Lord, she said, I just went to the most astonishing place. It's a gas station quick stop. And she said, the food is extraordinary, you know, like pork belly sandwiches and, you know, on home-baked bread. And, you know, she said, you've got to go out. So I did. And then I kept going out. I went out probably 6 or 8 times, and I spent about, I don't know, 20 minutes interviewing Jeff Barney and then his partner, Cameron Ratliff. And, you know, I just was blown away by what they do.
Well, it's the only place I've ever been where you can find anchovy paste next to the Vienna sausages.
Right.
And it so tickles me. Well,
Our table next to the motor oil.
Right. Just reach right over motor oil. And they carry a lot of stuff from the local farms, which is nice. And it's out right by the Hall River Ballroom, and they've got a whole lot going on out there. Well, gosh, will you come back? This flew by. It went too quick.
I would love to come back.
I really appreciate it. I've been talking with Jean Anderson. We've been talking about cookbooks, Saxapahaw, and before we go, signing April 28th, noon to 3 p.m. at A Southern Season. If you don't have The Food of Portugal, go get it. 25 years in print. You shouldn't be able to live without that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deborah.
Please come back.
I will do that.
You've been listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.